This is the Phil Hendry Show, 1-800-449-8686.
Later on tonight, General Johnson Jameson and Art Bell, also a debate between Harvey Wireman and Jeff Dowder. Right now, we're bringing on the show Clara Bingham, a middle school teacher from Joyful Union Middle School in Bellflower, California, concerning, there was a teacher's conference that you attended, and you, along with a handful of other teachers, pretty much laid down the law concerning the state of middle school education, the intelligence of the kids, and the culpability of parents and teachers. Can you tell us a little bit about that, Ms. Bingham, and thank you for joining us.
First of all, Phil, thank you. It's a pleasure to be on your program. We were at a teacher conference in San Diego recently. We did make a statement at that time that we felt teachers contributed heavily to the lack of intelligence of today's students. We also said that we felt that parents were very much a part of this. Many teachers who teach civics, who teach history, who teach social science, and many of them still have a Carrie Edwards bumper sticker on their car. And the fact that they can't seem to get over Senator Kerry's defeat is a little peculiar. But it is almost purposely confusing to young students, especially middle school students, who our test scores are coming in lower and lower. And when those children see a Carrie Edwards bumper sticker on a car, they have to ask the question, is this an election year? Who's president? I thought the election was over, and so forth. And they look retarded to their friends. They embarrass themselves in front of their teachers and their parents, who should know better.
All right. You're speaking specifically of the Carrie Edwards bumper stickers that are still on cars, correct?
Yes. Phil, first of all, I voted for John Kerry.
This was my question. Are you... This is not political for you.
No, not at all. I voted for John Kerry. I wanted John Kerry to win, but I am a teacher, and I try and teach my students what is current in the world and what is timely in the news. And it is so damaging for parents of these children who will then turn around and blame the teachers for low scores, and they're driving around with a Carrie Edwards bumper sticker on their car. That only confuses the children.
Well, what is the side effect of this among younger students if they see a Carrie Edwards bumper sticker?
Well, it reflects in the test scores. They don't know who the president is. They don't know when the election is. When they see a teacher has a bumper sticker, then they think, well, if Ms. Bingham has this bumper sticker or Mr. Rowland has this bumper sticker, then I guess the election didn't happen. I don't know. Very, very confusing, Phil. And
Tell me what evidence you have that kids are not kids are not educated or are confused by these Carrie Edwards stickers that are still on cars. And I gather that people still have these stickers on their cars as a way of a political dissent.
Well, again, Phil, I work with very young middle schoolers, and many of them are young suburban skateboarders. You know, the girls are into having their sparkle nails and all that. And when we have our current events class, the same as Bingham today, I saw a John Kerry and John Edwards bumper sticker. Does that mean the election's still going on? Is that when you... And you have to take a deep breath and remember that you're talking to a lot of these young, you know, skateboard trash, the suburban girls. And I'll say to them, well, where did you see it? And
What do you mean by skateboard trash?
Well, a lot of them are young white boys who spend most of their time, you know, watching the X game.
All right, I'm talking here with Clara Bingham. Our number is 1-800-449-8686 about, even though you're driving around with a Carrie Edwards bumper sticker on your car as a form of political dissent, as a way of saying I didn't vote for Bush or what have you, it affects kids because they see that. It's hard to imagine in America. And I know that our you know, test scores are down and the kids are, you know, not really up to to snuff. It's just hard to imagine in America that a kid is going to see that bumper sticker and not know who the president is.
Phil, it is very, very discouraging for a teacher. It's destructive when you have some of the skateboard trash or razor trash. And they'll say, Ms. Bingham, the election hadn't happened yet. Or, Ms. Bingham, why are there... And you get frustrated, and you realize that you're talking to retards. And what I try to do on November the 8th is the one-year anniversary of George Bush, of the election. If the Carrie Edwards stickers are still on cars, then you have to take matters into your own hands. And that means if you need to, you've got to take out an X-Acto knife or soapy water, peel the stickers off.
Isn't that vandalism? I mean...
Well, I don't think when it comes to our children, there is anything that is vandalism or anything that is. I think we have to say to the people who have the Carrie stickers, the Carrie Edward bumper stickers, say, you know, Bush won, get over it, grow up, you know, move on. Because what you're doing is you are driving around with a John Kerry bumper sticker, and you got some, you know, I'm sorry, you got some mental midget of a kid who doesn't understand.
All right, 1-800-449-8686. We're talking with Clara Bingham, a middle school teacher, on these Kerry Edwards bumper stickers that people still have in their cars are confusing to a lot of kids, given the state of the test scores, the state of what kids know about the country, and so forth, to the point where they don't even know who the president is?
No, they are pretty sure they know it's President Bush. They don't know if he has been elected again, or is it a second term, is it a first term? Did they have the election?
And they can't ask their parents.
Well, the parents are as clueless as the kids sometimes still. The parents are as clueless as the kids.
Yeah, but if the parent has the carry... Oh, you're saying if they see it.
If they see it out, if the parent has it on their car. A lot of times, a parent, I don't even know whether or not these parents know themselves why they have a Carrie Edwards sticker on their car. And so you get into that, too.
All right, 1-800-449-8686. Gary, you're on the Phil Hendry Show with Clara Bingham from Joyful Union Middle School. Go ahead.
Yes, sir. I'd just like to say I'm originally from Florida. I live up in Maine right now. I've got a Carrie Edwards sticker on my car. And when I brought I got a 12-year-old that she can tell you who the president is, when election time is, and she came from a school in Florida. Florida schools are probably about a year and a half behind the northern schools.
Well, what we're saying is there are other children you are affecting as well when they see that, and we're trying to say, you know, the election's over, get over it, you know, move on.
I understand but if the children are paying more attention in school, you know, they're going to know this.
Well, it's difficult for us to get them to pay attention in school when they come from a home where this kind of nonsense is going on.
Okay,
where the parents don't know enough to take the bumper sticker off their car because they can't get over it, you know.
What do you mean, get over it?
I mean, you know, move on, grow up, let's go. You know, the country, right now we have millions of middle school and preschool or elementary level children who are seeing these people driving around a Carrie Edwards bumper sticker, confusing our young people.
Yeah, but we're seeing every day on the news now, especially with this disaster, you know, down south, President Bush, President Bush, President Bush. I mean, there shouldn't be any confusion.
But they don't
there.
Know whether or not is the election coming up? Did they already have it? You see what I'm saying? Is it his second term, his fourth term, his third, you know? Because, why? Because the man has a carry. I suppose those people, they want to have that sticker on their car because they're having a hard time dealing with President Bush. And they say, well, Ms. Bingham, I don't understand.
I've still got a Peru sticker on my car, his name was.
See, you don't even know the name of the man that you voted for.
I just put the sticker on the car. I did not necessarily voted for him. I liked his views.
Right, but you didn't you don't even know how to pronounce his name. So what I'm saying
Perot.
Is
it's Ross Perot. I do know how to pronounce his name.
That is a reflection of people who have that sticker on a car, and I don't even think people know whether or not some of these people have it. Not you, but the Carrie Edwards sticker, where the election's even taking place or not. You know.
All right, Gary. Thanks for your call. 1-800-449-8686.
Phil, if I could interrupt.
Go ahead.
That gentleman is a good example of what I'm talking about. He says, I've got a Peru sticker on my car.
He did say he did then finally pronounce it Peru.
No, but he originally said, I got Peru. And I'm thinking, now here's a man that voted for this guy. And his level of being a retard is such that he cannot...
Can I interrupt you?
Yes.
When you're a teacher, you're using the word retard a lot, and...
Well, I'm trying to find a way to express just how dumb our kids have become. And it sometimes it's challenging. You want to say, my God, these children will come in and ask me, has President Bush been elected yet? And you want to reach for things. Let's see, that was almost pan-faced of you to say that. And I've never been in that position before as an educator.
I don't know what you mean by pan-faced.
It's a very Let's just move on because...
All right, I got to take a break here. 1-800-449-8686 is the number. The Carrie Edwards bumper stickers that many people still have on their cars as a way of expressing their dissatisfaction with President Bush is a piece of political expression. But is it hurting our young people who are in school, who are taking their current events or taking their civics classes and aren't aware? Does that mean the election hasn't happened yet, or they don't know who the president is, or is it, or is Kerry still running for president? In other words, do these stickers, and in this teacher's experience, they do affect children negatively. She says they reach a level of retardation in terms of their understanding of current events. 1-800-449-8686. 1-800-449-8686. We'll be back with Clara Bingham here on the world-famous Phil Hendry Show.
Phil Hendry Show. 1-800-449-8686.
Don't be bleaching out on me now, sister.
The Phil Hendry Show is back. 1-800-449-8686.
With me is Clara Bingham, a middle school teacher. What grades do you teach, Ms. Bingham? Sixth through?
Yes, I teach sixth grade through freshman year, sixth to ninth grade. And then in our system here in Bellflower, our high school curriculum will either commence in freshman or sophomore year. But it is important, I think, for all parents to understand that we are dealing with a generation of young people who are, as I said,
Well, you were saying you're trying to reach for the words to describe how stupid they are. Are the kids that dumb?
I feel the word dumb is not... I don't like to use the word dumb.
But you use words like retardation, pan-faced. You know, look, it has to begin with a certain level of respect.
I love and respect my students. It is not about that. It is just that when you've got a lot of the skateboard trash coming in here... They're Rocky Dennis. You know Rocky Dennis? You know Rocky Dennis?
No, I don't. Who is he?
In the movie The Mask, he's the boy that had the face that was...
Yeah, but that boy was very, very intelligent. That boy was very intelligent.
Well, yes, he was. You're right. But if you took away his intelligence, you'd just have some... I don't know. Just some dumb man...
All right, 1-800-449-8686. Let's go to Lisa. Lisa, you're on the Phil Hendry Show with Clara Bingham.
Hello.
Yes, ma'am.
A teacher who thinks her kids aren't intelligent enough to know about a Carrie Edwards sticker, yet she has to reach for a word for intellect and uses trash and retardation? Lady, what about respect for your children?
I love and respect my students.
All they have to do is ask a question.
Yes, I love and respect my students, but you have got to realize that we have reached an ebb in our educational ability.
You call your kids retarded and stupid
when
and trash.
The children don't know who the president is, and they're asking me questions like, "Ms. Bingham, has the election happened?" I said, "Well, why would you ask that question?"
Because
I
saw that's what you're calling them.
No, I did not say retard to them, but I will say it to their parents. I'll say your son and your daughter are like that Rocky Dennis kid. I said that a lot of them were skateboard trash. A lot of them were skateboard trash. Yes.
A teacher with intellect cannot think of a better word to call somebody. You said you reached for a word you couldn't, for lack of a better word, you call people retarded.
Because you can't even believe how dumb some of these kids are.
Well, you know, I do know how dumb kids can be. If you don't call them dumb, first of all, you could say they're challenged. A teacher calling kids dumb.
We don't have time for that kind of nonsense. We've got to get these kids ready.
You are a very strange teacher, lady.
We have to get these kids ready for the world.
Maybe one day you might have a retarded kid.
You're you are an example of a lot of parents who think they know about education and they can't. But
I'm not even talking about education. I'm talking about the way you're talking about the children.
You know, I'm telling you,
trash and retard.
Some of them are a skateboard.
If they were meant to take bumper stickers off, they'd make them magnetic instead of sticky. Bumper stickers stay on for the rest of the life of the car. You ding dong.
So the dumbass that you raise thinks it's Kerry that's running for president every year. Okay.
All they have to do is ask a simple question. Hey, Mom, who's president? That retard. My teacher says it's a retard.
Well,
you know, Lisa,
you sound like the typical kind of parent that these kids are spawned from.
I don't have any children.
That's a blessing. But yeah. I will tell you that
it's a blessing when the day that you retire will be a very good blessing.
Well, ma'am, you don't have any children, probably because there isn't a man that want to breed with you. But
okay, now
you keep thinking what you want, ma'am.
Well,
this is all about what you call kids. Talk about bad names and say bad things about people for supposedly being such intelligent.
Lisa, I will tell you, you probably ought to restock the Slim Jims and go get some more Starbucks in the freezer and wait on another customer, okay? Because I'm talking to people who...
of a better word. What an intelligent teacher. You can't even have a conversation with somebody without putting them down or calling them trash or fat or retarded.
If I used a bigger word, you wouldn't understand it. So I'm trying to...
Okay, obviously you said for lack of a better word and you came up with a reason.
Remember
and you're
Chris Burke?
Teacher?
You remember Chris
you
Burke?
You ought to be ashamed of yourself, ma'am.
You remember Chris Burke?
You ought
goes
to
on?
Be ashamed of yourself, ma'am.
Would you dump her? She's so boring. Ugh. 1-800-449-8686. Jeff, go ahead. You're on the Phil Henry Show. Jeff, go ahead. All right. Let's take a... we got to take... No, we don't have to take a break. Ms. Bingham, I'm sorry, but we had to dump that call because of the profanity.
Well, that's an example of what I'm talking about. You know, the people that cannot find the word have to reach for those kinds of words. And she said that I wasn't using good enough words, you know.
Well, look at you talking about her restocking the Slim Jim and waiting on another customer.
If I used a bigger... So the reason why I'm using words like retard or dumbass is... And forgive me.
Dumbass doesn't sound like a word that a teacher should use. And calling the kids skateboard trash...
The reason why I am doing that, Phil, is so the people that listen to your show and many of the parents that I talk to will be able to understand what it is I'm trying to say.
Well, you mentioned Rocky Dennis, that poor kid who had the disfiguring disease.
That is correct.
Rocky Dennis was a very smart kid.
I know he was very smart, but imagine if he didn't have his intellect. He would just be a dumb kid. I am trying to find the word. He would be a dumb kid with a messed up face.
I can imagine that would be a very, very difficult life.
No, I don't think so. I think that if Rocky Dennis or, let's say, take another man who had a messed up face.
What do you mean messed up face?
No, I mean take like the Elephant Man.
Yeah.
Well, Mr. Henry, you can laugh if you want.
All right, I'm going to take a phone call. But the fact in this brochure that you said...
What did I say?
You said in the brochure that... You said in the brochure that Rocky Dennis, that poor boy from the movie Mask, had a Play-Doh face.
I was trying to communicate to the parents that come into my classrooms. I was trying to communicate.
Can't you say to them, this is a boy who had a terribly degenerative disease that did disfigure him, but this young man had a great intellect, made a great many friends, was a great inspiration to a lot of people.
Yes, he was, Phil, very much. I'm saying if he didn't have the brains that he had.
He'd just be another, he'd be some funny, he'd be another dumb kid with a messed up face. You know, I find this to be conversation that would be beneath a teacher. That's all I'm saying.
Let's take, for instance, Elephant Man.
What are you going to say about him? The Elephant Man was another man who had a great intellect.
That's right. And that it probably would have been better for him had he been dumped, you know. Look, he is a circus freak, right? If the Elephant Man had the brains to say, I don't know, you know, like Jimmy Kimmel or someone, you know, I don't mean that. You know, let's say Elephant Man was funny and not smart. Then everything, he could have joked his way through it. And
What do you say? The Elephant Man's doing stand-up?
Goodbye, sir.
Ma'am, please don't hang up.
No, I'm not being respected.
Well, ma'am, you're asking me to consider whether if the Elephant Man doing stand-up, if Rocky Dennis was dumb, he'd be a dumb kid with a Play-Doh face. It's the worst.
You laugh. You say that I shouldn't use these words, and you laugh at me.
Well, you're the one that's leading me into this line of thing. Hold on for a minute. 1-800-449-8686. We're talking with Clara Bingham, Joyful Union Middle School, who believes that parents who drive around with John Kerry and Edwards bumper stickers on their cars are doing kids a disservice because they're misleading the kids as to when the election is. Was it last year? Is it this year? We'll be right back on the world-famous Phil Hendry Show.
The Phil Hendry Show. 1-800-449-8686. Talk radio's speed trap. 1-800-449-8686. The Phil Hendry Show is back.
With me is Clara Bingham, and we're talking about the challenges to educators, middle school educators. Ms. Bingham is a middle school teacher at the Joyful Union Middle School in Bellflower, California. One of the points you've made is the Kerry Edwards bumper stickers that are still on automobiles around America that people have in their cars as a way of expressing a political point of view, a dissent from President Bush, is affecting kids because some of these kids, you say, and I'm using your words, are so, quote, retarded.
I won't use that word. I'm simply trying to communicate with the parents of these children.
Are you saying in order to communicate to most parents today, you have to use words like retarded and pan-faced and, you know, Rocky Dennis, dumb with a messed up face, this kind of stuff?
You would be surprised at the level of the intelligence of the average parent. Now, I bet there are some great parents, Phil. Please don't get me wrong. There are some great parents. But every now and again, you'll get someone coming in here who's moving his lips while he's reading and this kind of thing, you know. And I'm simply saying, let's help our children. Let's start by not confusing them. Move on. Get over it. I voted for John Kerry, but I'm over it. I'm moving on with my life. I'm moving on with my challenges. I voted for John Kerry. I wanted him to win. But I'm not hanging on to it like a baby does hanging on to his mama, you know, on his mama's nipple.
Boy, there's an image.
Well, that's what these people are doing. I mean, the John Kerry bumper sticker is like a large nipple. And they just can't take it out of their mouth.
1-800-449, speaking of a nipple on a baby bottle, right?
Exactly.
Thank you. 1-800-449-8686. Andy, go ahead. You're on the Phil Hendry Show.
Hi. I would like to respond to a teacher that calls her students skateboard trash and complains about their glittery nails.
Well, she's with us right now. This is Ms. Bingham?
Yes.
Go ahead.
I'm Clara Bingham, yes.
Yes, I would like to respond to the fact that I am a middle school teacher, and I find that every opportunity is an opportunity to educate. And if a student says something about a John Kerry bumper sticker, I talk about free speech, not that someone's going to go cut it off with an X-Acto knife, that we have the right to have that on our car, whether the election was last year, 10 years ago, 20 years ago.
So you do have that on your car? So you
No, I do not have it on my car because I just bought a new car, all right? But I will tell
you
right now.
You are misleading your
students. No, I'm not, because if my students say something to me, excuse me.
The election hasn't happened yet.
Excuse me?
And that's what's happening.
All right, you're telling me it's happening. I've never seen it. I've been teaching for 30 years. My students come to me and say, oh, well, I mean, I don't have one. We happen to have a teacher at our school that has one. You have a John. There's a John Kerry bumper sticker. Oh, I guess she voted for John Kerry. She's disappointed that the election went another way, but she has the right, as a citizen of the United States, to exercise free speech.
Yes, of course she does.
Well, and then you don't go with an X-Acto knife and take it off her car.
Wait, as a teacher, I have the right to say to my students, that's an example of a human being who needs to grow up and get a life and move on. You know.
So you're teaching your students to judge others by superficial means and not the true character of the person.
You talk about free speech, and yet you don't want anybody else to have the wrong kind of free speech. See, I know where you're coming from.
Oh, yes, you do. Oh, I'm sure you do.
You only want the free speech that you approve of, not the free speech you don't approve of. Now, I don't know what kind of trash you educate at your school. Our kids are...
See, there you go with that trash thing.
You know, I don't appreciate that. And if any of my parents are listening, I hope they're listening and they hear what kind of teachers are out there and why they're glad their kids are at our school where our children are respected, loved, cared for, dealt with in a positive way.
Let me ask you a question. How many pound miles do you smoke a day?
I don't smoke.
Well, then how come you got a voice like...
I have a deep voice because I was born with a deep voice and I inherited a deep voice. Don't you dare insult my voice.
No, I'm not.
Why don't you pick
saying.
On an issue that's real? You're not picking on a real issue. You're picking
on
something.
I'm sorry. It sounds like you do about 3 packs a day. I'm sorry.
All right, let's
move on,
okay?
Well, you know what, lady? I also teach health. I am not a smoker. And you know what? I also teach my kids.
Well, you used to, right? You used to smoke, right?
I have never smoked in my life.
Marijuana?
I have never smoked in my life, and that's none of your business.
Have you smoked?
Anyway.
So you have smoked marijuana.
No, I haven't.
Wait
and
a minute. Wait a second. What
it's
is this?
None of your
Look
business.
At both of you ladies are educators. You should be working together, not against
that's
each other.
That's exactly my point. Look, she should be a teacher.
Phil,
she should be educating.
See, she's judging me. This B. Arthur calls up and is trying to...
What do you mean, B. Arthur?
Oh, that's lovely.
Okay.
Well, I mean, she's calling up and judging me. She calls up.
Look,
I hear the trash that comes out of your mouth, lady. It's easy to judge.
You know, easy to judge? I teach in a very challenging environment. I don't teach at some house on a hill like you do. Okay?
How do you know that?
You know that you teach a private school, don't you?
I don't have to tell you.
Well, you do. You teach a private school. It's
I
all
can't
white.
I can't reveal that information on the radio because I don't think it's right for my school.
You got
I'm
a
not
lot of white
tell
kids
you
there.
Where I teach.
All right, hold on for a minute. Let's not get racial.
But that
well,
doesn't
not racial,
have anything
Mr. Henry,
to do with it.
I've got a lot of young people at my school that are challenged. They got a lot of stupid parents, a lot of crack addicts, all kind of trash.
Everybody teaches. I've been teaching over 30 years, believe me. I've had the gamut of students and parents, age groups,
Well, then how come
groups.
You're asking me, you can't believe the fact I got kids coming up to me and saying, has the election happened yet?
I can because when I was in middle school, I don't know how much I was concerned about the election. And if a child would say that to me, I would say, I'm sorry, honey, it was last year, and
All
this
right.
is what happened.
So why don't
Use
we help our children?
To educate.
So why don't you help those children, Andy, and take that carry sticker off your car and move on? God!
Wait a minute. She said she doesn't have it on her car.
I have a car
she bought a new
2 months
car.
Old. There's no sticker on it. But if there was, you're not going to tell me to take it off.
Wait,
That's like me telling you not to talk.
Well, no, I'm not. Look, all I'm saying is if you smoke marijuana, admit it. If you voted for Kerry, admit it. And
I don't know where this marijuana thing came
well,
from.
Well, I asked you if you smoked dope and you didn't want to answer the question.
I said, right. No, I've never smoked in my life. I don't care if you're talking about grass, weed, trees, chimneys, or whatever.
You do blow?
Forget about what drugs she does. My God, that is insulting.
You know, well, what are you,
you know,
doing, lady?
I
you
am
cannot...
trying to determine whether this woman is qualified because I have seen...
Wait.
Excuse me. I'm sorry I called, but I was on my way over from the grocery store, and I heard you on the radio, and I was so angry that my students might be hearing something like this from a so-called professional that I had to stand up for the teaching
Wait
profession.
A minute. You said
and
your
say,
students...
Believe me, people,
your
all students
are
not
smart.
Like that.
So why would your students be worried about what I'm saying?
Because they're hearing a teacher talk about skateboard trash. They're hearing a teacher call their students retards.
Well, there's a lot of these. Let me ask you something. How big's your Adam's apple?
Will you forget that?
Phil,
boy, you know, I'm sorry, but
no,
I think you
no,
need a
No, I want to know something, Phil. There's a lady that codes
that joyful whatever
joyful
needs
union.
School.
Ma'am.
I think the people that send their kids there are going to have another thought after hearing you on the radio. Because if my kids were going there, I'd pull them out.
No, we are very hardcore with our kids. Look, you go to the store, you buy yourself a pack of zigzags.
Excuse me. You know what? I am really insulted. And the only reason I'm staying
Look,
on the
I
phone
do not
is
want
I respect
any more,
my
yeah,
students.
Hold on for a minute. I don't want any more references to dope smoking or...
Well,
this
she has
is,
no idea what
God.
She's talking about.
But both of you women are educators, and I would think that you
well,
join hands...
Well, I'm the
hands
educated one. She's the one pulling things out of the air.
I'm not pulling anything out of the air. I'm trying to find...
Okay,
look,
first of all,
let me ask something. You don't smoke a pinner?
What are you talking about?
Do you smoke a pinner before you go to bed?
I don't even know what you're talking about.
She's talking about a joint.
Of course
Man.
Not.
All
I
right.
told you,
okay.
I'm a health teacher. I'm not going to... That is stupid.
All right, I believe
And I
you.
Teach my students how stupid it is. But
well.
You know what? That's not why I called. I called because I hear a teacher putting down her students. If you don't like them, get out of the
oh,
profession.
I love my students.
Get
I
out of the profession
the
if
I
you're
going to
call them skateboard trash and if you're going to call them retards because they don't need you.
Ma'am, I love my students, but I call it as I see it.
No. You don't. You know what? The problem is you can't give students names and labels and put them in little boxes so that they never get out. You've got to see them all as formal. Formable, you know,
no,
they're
children
out.
Call themselves all kinds of names. The kids themselves know they're skateboard trash. They know they're sparkle nail trash. Look at when I say to the children,
so
I'm
they have to
their,
stay that way.
I'm speaking that. No, they don't have to stay that way. But let's
but
start
they will
out.
If they listen to people like you.
Well, and they will if they see Mrs. Andy there driving around, smoking a joint or.
You know
well,
you're
knocking off with
really
that.
I'm sick and tired of your stupidity.
I
want to
ask you.
You are not educated. You are stupid.
All right. Do you know what Scroogey Noogey is?
No. And I don't like to use the word stupid for anyone because I think it's wrong, but you are.
You never pulled a bong load.
You know what? What is wrong with you, lady? Why don't you go see what you were smoking?
Ms. Bingham, you're doing what a lot of dumb people do, if you want to talk about dumb.
Exactly.
You are indicting and you are asking ridiculous questions to keep the person off balance.
Well, listen to are you babbling like
trying
Porky
to take
Pig?
Me off no, the no, point listen. That she insults her students.
Ma'am, listen to the host of the show babbling along like Porky Pig.
Excuse me, I think he's very eloquent, and I think he's trying to keep you from being an idiot.
I can hang up on you, Miss Bingham.
Well, sure, you can do that, Mr. Henry. That's a great way of getting
I'm
the truth
I'm sorry
out.
That you have to deal with this, and I'm sorry that the people in Los Angeles have to know that somewhere around here is a teacher that disrespects her students so much that she can't even carry on a conversation with someone without pulling something out of the air because she has not a leg to stand on, and she's just being ridiculous.
Well, thank you very much.
I want the students to know that there are teachers out there that love them and care for them, that will not call them skateboard trash and retards because they are children.
Well,
they are not done yet.
The kids are in school, so they know what kind of teachers are out there. I don't think they need you to call in and tell them. Thank you very much, General Schwarzkopf.
God.
You know
what, Andy,
I'm
sorry
that
you're
having a mental problem, but I can't do anything about that.
You know what, Andy, I would suggest that you just get those zigzags you just bought, roll yourself up a bomber.
All right. You know what, Andy?
You know,
the woman's an idiot.
Telling me what you do every night.
She's an idiot. Thank you very much, Andy.
I'm sorry. I had
to defend. No, it's all right. It's perfectly fine, and you're a dedicated. And you know what? There's great teachers everywhere, and there's some screwy ways that some of these people are thinking. I don't know what to say.
I think it's very sad for the students.
Are you talking to me?
I put you on hold, thank you.
They need to know that right. There are teachers out there that care and are not going to tell them.
I just broke off a hold.
All right, look at Andy, thank you. 1-800-449-8686, Phil Henry Show.
The Phil Henry Show, 1-800-449-8686. Communist influenced. The Phil Henry Show is back. 1-800-449-8686.
Ms. Bingham, I don't think it was fair what you did to that woman. She was a teacher like you. To infer that she was a pot smoker, to infer that she did cocaine, was wrong.
Well, Phil, the reason why I tried to keep that woman off balance, because she was getting up into my grill on a couple of issues. Number one, she was saying that she didn't like the fact I call a kid skateboard trash. Well, I call him as I see him. Number two, she would not address the issue of these children who are so skull-hammeringly dumb that when they see a Carrie Edwards sticker on a car, they go, Ms. Bingham, I thought the election was last year. And I'm like, good God, you know.
Was there anything?
Listen to you.
I can't find the words to comment on your comments.
What?
I said, I have a hard time expressing how utterly befuddled I am listening to you. 1-800-449-8686. Nathan, go ahead. You're on the Phil Henry Show.
Yeah, Ms. Bingham, first I would like to make a statement, then I have a question for you.
Yeah, certainly.
Okay. I think that teaching is one of the most noble professions there is when teaching is done with the right attitude. I think the teachers are the ladder children climb to success and to, well, any goal they have in life.
Yes, sir.
My question would be, why are you teaching?
Well, I'm teaching because, first of all, someone's got to do it. It pays so poorly.
Because someone's got to
well,
do it.
Well, it pays so badly.
Not because
you're not going to let me answer your question.
You've spoken enough.
Society,
I'm sure I'm going to hear the
well,
same
you
thing
asked
you've
me,
been
did
saying.
You ask me a question? Did you
yeah.
ask me,
okay,
will you ask me a
ahead.
Question?
I'll let you answer.
All right. Society pays teachers so poorly that it shows you how society values teachers, not very highly at all. So I have to do what I can to get through to these kids as quickly as I can. It's a dangerous world out there. It's full of dope smokers. You name it.
Okay.
All right?
And so
you want me to do all of this marvelous work on about $25,000 a year. See, you want us all to be Jaime Escalante over there in that Stand and Deliver. You want me to be that, one of those guys. At $25,000 a year, that's what you want. See, parents in America today, they want the greatest teacher possible at the lowest possible dollar.
No.
Well, you know what? I wouldn't disagree with that. But the fact is, you're not giving a very good accounting of teachers.
Look, I don't have to prove myself to a bunch of people who pay us $25,000 a year. You want to kick the money upstairs, then we'll start teaching.
Do you have a passion for teaching? Do you want
to? Listen, I'm supposed to have a passion for teaching at 25 days a year.
Then quit. But let me ask you another question.
Well, let me ask you a question. Okay. Do you do anything for $25,000 a year?
I'm working for a whole lot less right now.
Well, then you haven't moved out of your parents' house yet.
Yeah, I have. That's why I'm not making all that much. But anyway, We're not talking about me.
Well,
I'm trying to ask you a question.
You should go back to school.
You know, teachers like you are probably the reason why I'm not as far along as I am.
Oh,
right,
that's
now.
It, Nathan. Blame them. The reason why you're taking tickets from people on a ferry is because...
All right, hold on for a minute. Taking tickets from people on a ferry. 1-800-449-8686. Phil Henry Show.
Phil Henry Show. 1-800-449-8686.
I'm not wearing any clothes right now. That's one of the things you do at Burning Man.
The Phil Henry Show is back. 1-800-449-8686.
Don't forget our webcast. This Friday. Our webcast is this Friday. This Friday is our webcast. Well, Ms. Bingham, you know...
No, I'm an educator, and you sound... I swear to God, you sound like Porky Pig the way you talk. You're on the radio...
Look at, ma'am, I got one more call to take, and then we're done. Reba, go ahead. You're on the Phil Henry Show.
All right. Thank you. Ms. Bingham, I'm not here to argue at
Thank
all.
Thank you. I don't want to argue with you, dear.
No, but could I just say
Did you hear this Porky Pig mother, though?
Could I say this, please?
Go ahead, hon.
All right. We teachers are there to teach the children who don't know. And my suggestion...
Are you for real?
Ma'am?
Yes?
My suggestion is that when a child comes up with a question like that...
Yes, dear.
...that I would just say, honey, we'll discuss that. And during the class, I would have a short time of... discussing who was running, when the election was.
Wait a minute. Are you smoking marijuana?
No.
I just heard you take... Hold on for a minute, Reba. Phil Henry Show, I just heard you take a hit.
1-800-449-8686.
You know how drunk a black man has to get to sleep with Reba McEntire.